Kimendal and Bez. We're up to Kan Ludas Kan Shlomidas, the second line. The first line, Lakosha Kan Das Kan Shlomidas, where there's two between two different brises. One brise says, one brise says mashma, that an Adam can be a mechitza, and the other brise says the person cannot be a mechitza. How do we answer the stib to the brise? Is can a human being be a mechitza or not?
So the Gemara's
maskana, when it came to behemoth, we had an answer. We don't need to come on to this. The Gemara's maskana for behemoth was, if you want to use a behemoth for the third wall, it's aser. If not everyone agrees, you're not allowed to make an oil harayv on lechatchila b'Shabbos. The only shail is, are you allowed to be moisef on oil harayv? Everyone agrees lechatchila, you're not allowed to take an animal and make use the animal as a mechitzah. An animal is worse than a human being because an animal has more kvius than a person. A person moves around. An animal, namuch, an animal is to make into a lechi, according to what Man Diyamar. An animal is more kavua. So an animal, if you're not allowed to take an animal and use the animal as the third wall of the sukkah, because that's a davar kavua. But you are allowed to take an animal and use it as the fourth wall, because then you're not using it to create a din mechitza. You're just using the wall as some type of shade. Okay, so that was the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara answered, the animals on Akasha, the animal mikradin is a mechitza. If you use an animal for mechitza, then it's a problem. If you're not using animal for mechitza, then it's not a problem.
How about for our other case, where a guy walked out his tchum?
No, you're not allowed to use an animal as a mechitza. That's clear. And because an animal is more of a status of a mamish or mechitza, it's a din of binyan arayim. So now the Gemara says, what about when it comes to an Adam? We have a steel. One bryce smash for a person can be mechitza, and the other bryce smash for a person cannot be mechitza. So el Adam, Adam kasha, Adam nami loy kasha, kan ladas, kan shlomidas. So the answer is, there are two different types of Adam. When the person is aware that he's being used as a mechitza, then it's aser. If the person is not aware that he's being used as a mechitza, then it's mutter. So the braisa, the Gemara is going to clarify, but basically the braisa that says that you're allowed to use a person as a mechitza, that was the eitza that Rav Nachman gave Rav Chista, go take with you a group of people and carry and have them stand, and have them stand in a certain location, and the Mela, then you'll be able to walk inside. That's going with the people were not aware they were being used to create a human partition. If you're not aware that you're being used, then it's okay. But when you are aware that you're being used to create a human partition, that is osur. That's takah halacha. Okay, the Gemara will illustrate this in a few moments with some more examples. If the person is aware that he's being used, it's osur. That's going to be the first price. So the second price that said that it's mutter, then that's the second price that it's osur. Kan shloil midas, the first price that says that it's osur, going with the first price that says that it's mutter, going with the person is not aware. Now the verse kash v'chodem nechemia b'reidra v'chinechanilai ledas hava the ma'isa shahoya. What Rav Nechemia, it was Ladas, because the Gemara is assuming that when Rav Nachman told Rav Chista, gather a collection of people and have them stand and create the mechitza so Rav Nechemia can walk back in the tchum, the people that were being used to make this part human wall, this human fence, were aware what they were being told to do. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Shalom midas hava. That's not what the case. The case was, Rav Chista told a group of talmidim, come, everyone come outside. We're having pirchei groups now. Everyone line up. That's exactly what the ma'aseh was. He probably even told children, come line up, stand and play a game. And in the process, the people that were being lined up were not even aware that they were being used to create a human partition around Rav Nechemia. The Gemara says, but could be, doesn't make a difference. Adam doesn't make a difference, whether it's a child or it's an adult. So Gemara says, Shaloy Ladas Hava. But Rav Chista knew what was going on. The Gemara is assuming that Rav Chista, he was the one that was orchestrating this entire process. He was the one that gathered the Talmidim. L'chayra, he also was part of this human partition. But Rav Chista, Mia Ladas Hava. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Chista, Shaloy Min Aminyan Hava. Rav Chisda was not part of the group. Rav Chisda was the director. Okay, he was the director. He was the one that was arranging everyone shall stand in a certain position in order to create a makeshift wall in order to allow Rav Nechemiah to enter. The people that were being told to stand, they have no clue that they were being used to make a human wall. And Rav Chisda himself was not part of the people that were being used. He was just telling people where to stand. He was not actually part of the people. So therefore, that's why it was mutter. And that's Taknalach. The Gemara gives some examples. The Gemara says, "Hanu b'nei ganona." They were gardeners, people that had a garden. The alimu maya b'mechitzta shal b'nei adam. They brought in, that means they brought in water. B'mechitza shel b'nei adam. In other words, they did this. They had these gardeners, they had water lying outside, and they wanted the water for Shabbos. So they brought out to the field a group of people and had them stand, make a mechitza, so they can carry the water into the home from the wherever it was back inside. Nagdinu Shmuel put them in cherem. He beat them up. He punished them. Nagdinu, how they translate Nagdinu? He hit them.
Flogged.
He flogged them. He gave them Malchus Mardus. Because Shaloi Kedin, Omar, he said, this halacha, you have abused the halacha. Imamu Shaloi Midas, Yemu Ladas. Just because Chazal are very lean, they allowed people to make a human partition with human beings when they're not aware, that's no heter to use people when they're aware that they're being used to make a human partition. So you have a Maishahaya where it's they violated the halacha and they were punished because they did shaloi kedin. Next Maishahunu gizike. Zike means containers. Same that the containers of a leather container. Zike means a leather container which is full of wine or water, whatever it was. The hava shadion beristika demuchuza. They were lying in the street. Ristika means the town Skrimuchuza. Bahadi Yosir Rava mi Pirkei. So when Rava left the shir, when Rava left, he was surrounded by a large entourage. When he walked out, everyone, a big crowd followed him, and in the process, people were not even aware they were forming a wall. There were so many people, the whole area inside was surrounded by people. So there was a clever fellow, and while they were walking that area where these leather containers were lying on the floor, he picked it up and he walked with the group. There was a whole large assembly. So this whole large assembly certainly formed the wall, and as they passed that part of the street, this person, he picked up the containers and he brought it inside with him. So Bahad Yosrav Mi Pirke, when Rav left the shir, Ailinu Nihale, he brought the containers back inside. People, when they came back inside, wow, how? What did you do? How in the world did you get those leather containers from the street into inside for shul? So he says, don't you realize when you're all walking outside, you will form this very large mechitza. I was able to carry it inside, and I followed the halacha because you were not even aware that you were being used as a human partition when this was taking place. But the Shabbos Achrite, the following Shabbos, the same Maisa happened. These containers were in the street, and he wanted to do it again. Boy, Ailinu, he wanted to bring them back inside. V'osa luhu, and the Rabbanan said, also, why? Why the Havli Kiladas? So the Osa, because since last week, that was once you do it once, you ruin it. That's it. It's all over. Because once it was done the first week, people began to realize. So by the second time around, oh, we know what's happening this time. When Shabbos began, they saw the containers in the street, and they said to themselves, oh, don't worry, we'll have the containers for Shalosh Shudas, the wine, whatever it was, because when the shir is over, when davening is over, we're all going to escort Rava back home, and we're going to form a mechitza. So already the second Shabbos, people were aware that they were being used to create a human partition in order to allow to carry these containers back home, and therefore it was osar. The osar, the havlu kiladas, it's kiladas. The osar. Period. Levi ya'ilu le tivna. The Gemara brings other stories where people use levi. He brought in straw. Ze'iri aspasta. And Rav Simi bar Achiya, my word, the Gemara illustrates Maestro of three different Amorayim that did make use of human beings to create the mechitz in order to bring in objects from outside the street into the home, provided that people are not aware. You have the smites with the Sefer Torah. Whole story, if you want to bring a Sefer Torah from one place to another place, you want to form a Mechitza, Shalom Adam, you're not allowed to. You're only allowed to make a Mechitza, support down, I forget which support down, whether it's Shulchan Aruch, support down Aliyah, it's all, the whole head to do, it's only where the people are, that's the worst maskana, support down Shulchan Aruch, even this halacha, that support down once, you do it once, you can't do it another week in a row, it's mamash shalabinim, it's such a nice, very weird situation, where you can form a human partition out of people, and you can bring things inside, they may not be aware that they're being used. Okay, that's the most maskana. So this concludes the sugya. Halacha lemaisa, bottom line is we have one thing we do bring out is a very interesting concept that when it comes to an animal me'ikar hadin has the status of a mechitza. And you're not allowed to use an animal if you need to make your sukkah. So it's as shame if you only have two walls and you want to make a third wall. That's called making an oil arai lechatchila. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to make an oil arai lechatchila, but we paskin like the chachamim that you're allowed to be moisif on an oil arai. When it comes to a sukkah, if you only have two walls and you need the third wall, the animal is the third wall. That would be called an oil arai. Oil arai. You know, Allah make lechatchila, it's awesome. But once you already have three walls and you want to use the animal for the fourth wall, that's called being moisif al arai, and that's mutter. When it comes to an adam, there are more grounds to be makel, provided the adam is not aware whatsoever that he's being used for a mechitza, and that's how we answer the stira, and that's how we make sense of the maishahoy with Rav Chista and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, bring people, make sure they're not aware, and then it's mutter. We have maishahraf, four different stories where this was done, period. Okay, new sugya. Nish, now we start to more detail the sugya of Havlas Tchum. We mentioned this yesterday, now we'll go into more detail. Nish, yatsa bereshus, v'yamalai kvar nasa maisa. A person went outside of the Tchum. He went for a Dvar Mitzvah. A woman who's a yoledes, or someone's giving birth, so they need her assistance. She knows she's a professional, she knows what to do. Or a person went, there was a fire. Or the person went to say testimony that he saw the new moon for Rosh Chodesh. So he left his tchum. And then while he's traveling, he comes in contact with the person and says, they don't need you. The woman gave birth. The mother and child are fine. Or the witnesses already came in Bezin Paskin and Rosh Chodesh. They don't need you. So now he finds himself in the middle of nowhere. He's outside his original tchum, and he is not within the tchum of a new. He's in the middle of nowhere. So what does he do? So the Mishnah says, Mishyasa Mishus. He left Berusha, so you amulai kvar nasa maisa. So the halach is yesh loy al pai mamul chol ruach. We give him now a brand new tchum of 2,000 amos. We're not strict. We're not going to tell him you're stuck. We're only giving you dalad amos. No, we give you 2,000 amos in all four directions. Ad kedei kach im hayu b'sirchat tchum. Let's say he was. Let's think we were one at a time. Let's say when they tell him, you know what? Guess what? They don't need you. And the person finds himself at this moment to be exactly, let's say, 1,999 amos away from his bias. So he's still within the tchum. So he can go back home. So it's ke'ilu, he never left the tchum. Here's the shayla, the chashash, the Gemara is going to say, is maybe you think that since the person's kavan is to leave, so wherever he finds himself, that will be his new tchum. So if he's now 1,999 amos away from his bias, he can go back 1,000, but he can't go in the opposite direction more than one amma. Wherever he is, he has a brand new tchum. No. If he did not leave his original tchum, so we consider him to be, even though his kavanah was to leave, it doesn't matter. We consider him to be Shoyves at his original tchum, and he can go back and he can travel in 2,000 amas to each direction from his original tchum. Im hoy besecha tchum ki ilo yotza. Kol hayotzim lahatzim lel halach, kol hayotzim lahatzil, choyzim lel mekoyim. Anyone that goes out to save, the Mishnah and the Gemara discuss in great detail what this means. It basically means if you're going out for war, okay, the Rash is Mechosh, the Gemara, you're going out for war, and when it comes to war, even if you are more than 2,000 amas, even no matter where you are, let's say you find yourself 10,000 amas away, you're allowed to go back with your weapons. When it comes to matters of war, there's a whole new Shulchan Aruch, there are many leniencies, I have no doubt in my mind, in Eretz Yisrael, they make use of all of these halachas, extremely lenient, all these matters when it comes to sakonis nefashas, even in Eretz Yisrael, even in World War I, World War II, people were in different armies, and Chavetz Chaim, it's a lot of chedushim, exactly all the halachas, it's very complicated. Let's see what the Gemara explained. Now, my imhoya b'seichat chum kilo yatz. What does mean when it says in the Mishnah? That if a person was in the tchum kilo yatz, I'm a rabba, hachikamar imhoya b'seichat chum shaloi, ki ilu lo yatz mitoich b'esai. Dummy. Pshit, of course, of what's the chedush? If a person did not leave, what's the chiddush? Mahu the same? Hoil vokar oka. Like we explained, kamashlan. You may be misled to believe that since this individual had kavana to leave, he's sitting at home. He gets word there's an emergency. He has kavana to leave. So now, once he has kavana to leave, wherever he finds himself, even if he finds, let's say, he finds himself 1,000 amas away. So that's it. That's now his new tchum. His new tchum is where he finds himself. He can travel, and from there, 2,000 amas in each direction, which will mean that he can go back home for 1,000, and he can go in the opposite direction of his home only 1,000 amas. When Shabbos began, when he originally was kind of shvisa, he can go backwards. Let's say he's sitting at home. He can go west 2,000 amas. Now he hears there's an emergency in the east. So he starts traveling east 1,000 amas. So 1,000 amas, he's still within his tchum. He finds out they no longer need him. So since his kavanah was to go, let's say even 5,000 amas east, but he had kavanah to leave his makom shvisa, so maybe now the location that he finds himself is 1,000 amas east. That's where his new shvisa is. He can go back home. But when he gets back home, he only can go west 1,000 amas, because his new makom shvisa is where he found himself later on. He had kavanah to leave. Kamashmalon, we don't say that. Kamashmalon, if a person finds himself within his original tchum Shabbos, it's kilu he never left. He can go back home, and then he can go west even 2,000 amas. Kilu lo yotza mitoch beis sodami. Pshit, of course, from the same came the hoil sin to akar. Kamashmalon, we don't say that. The Gemara says, I've seen my rabbi b'chiyah amar hachem. I have another pshat. Another interpretation of what this means. To explain what it means, kilo yotza, or imhayu tchumin shanas nulei chacham muvloim besechat chum shaloi kilo yotza mitchuma. Here we get into a big new sugya, the sugya of havlas tchumin. So here's the chiddush. This is how we want them shan the Mishnah. Very chiddush Mishnah. Person went and he was home. He heard there's an emergency 5,000 amos east. He travels 3,000 amos east. Okay, so where is he now? He's outside of his original tchum. Oh, now, so what do we do? Oh, you're outside your original tchum. Okay, that's it. So we don't need you. Stop. You're getting now a new tchum. We're not going to be machim and only give you dalet amos because you went for a dvar mitzvah. We're going to give you 2,000 amos in each direction. But it happens to turn out that your new 2,000 amos, since you only travel 3,000 amos, overlaps with your original tchum by 1,000 amos. Right, let's make like an illustration. If I start out over here, here's my house. Right here's my house. So where am I allowed to go? I'm allowed to go, let's say, until here. Maybe the Gemara is a field. 2,000 amos. So I go, and now I'm traveling over here. The emergency is over here. So I'm traveling, here's 2,000 amos. And now I come over here. So here I'm 3,000 amos. That's it, I'm outside my body. So what do? We give you now 2,000 amos. All four directions. How far backwards am I allowed to go? Until here. Correct? But going until here overlaps with my original tchum. My original tchum allowed me to go until here. Now I'm getting a new tchum, 2,000 amos back. My new tchum overlaps with my old tchum by 1,000 amas. So along comes this man to Omar, and he says, if it overlaps, once it overlaps, you can already go back home. Now that's because you hold havlos tchum milsa. If you hold a lost tchum lav milsa, no. Your old tchum was until here. You have now a new tchum. Your new tchum in Echnami takes you overlaps. But so what? Just because it overlaps, that does not give you any special rights to go back to your original tchum. So this is the pshat in the Mishnah according to the second man. The other Sima Rabbi. Let's look at the Sima Rabbi. One of the first four lines of Sima Rashi. Sima Rachia Amar Hachi Kamar im hayu tchumen shenasnu loy chachamim muvlohin. If the new tchum that Chazal have given you when you walk outside is overlaps, b'soich hatchum shelo your original tchum, ki ilu lo yotza mitchumo, you can go back home. Now that's only true according to the chiddush of Simarchia. But according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbah, Rabbah says ki ilu lo yotza means a chiddush. Mahu the same kevon the okar kamash mulon lo, but Rabbah was not willing so far to say pshat of havlos tchumen. So what's the point of this room between Rabbah and Chia bar Sia, Sim bar Chia? Mar savar havlos tchumen milsehi umar savar. Lav mils. That's the machlokes. Okay, so you say the stick of machlokes, the sugya have lost chum and milsa or lav milsa. Amalei Abaye al Rabba. Abaye said to Rabba, "V'yaloi tizbro have lost chum milsa." Why do you disagree with Chsini Bar Chia? Why are you so machmir? Why do you learn Shana the Mishnah that Mahu the same came doka okar? Say a bigger chiddush. I'll prove to you that Rav Simi Bar Chia is correct. What's the raya? Marlos of So here's a new case. A person shavas b'ma'or in a cave, shebesoicha arbas alpayim, that inside the cave is four arbas alpayim, is 4,000. The algaba pochus is less. You're allowed to travel the entire cave, and outside of it, alpayim ama, because of the yisoid of havlos tchum. Now here, let's explain what the case is. Now, do they have a picture in the art school? Do you have the picture? Okay, we don't have a picture, but the basic idea is as follows. Underground, you're in an area that is larger. Let's go to one case at a time. Let's say underground, it's 4,500 amas. Underground. Okay, you have an underground bunker, a cave. 4,500, let's say it's 5,000. Okay, 5,000 amas. Now, Shab, and you kind of shvisa indoors, in the cave. How much can you walk in the cave? The entire cave is like one big dalaramas. Because the entire cave is surrounded by four walls. You have a ceiling, you have four walls. It's like one big bias. If you're in the bias, it's like dalaramas, it's like a city. If you're in a city, where does the tchum begin in the city? The tchum of the city begins. The tchum of the city begins outside. So it's 5,000 amas. Let's say you go up, right? There's a ladder which takes you out of the cave straight up. So where's your tchum? So your tchum is you can go 2,000 amas in each direction. Now what does that mean? 2,000 amas in each direction. Can I go on top of the cave? I can go 2,000 amas this way. If I go out of this side, I can go 2,000 amas this way. Can I go on top of the cave and go from end to end? Can I go on top of the cave? Let's say I want to go for a walk on Shabbos. I climb up and I want to go on top of the cave here and come out over there. No. Why not?
If it's more than 10 amas high, why not?
What?
If it's more than 10 amas high, why not?
What do you mean? You're deep down in the ground.
Yes. Okay.
In the ground, it's a one bias. You can do whatever you want. You come above ground. I want to go for a walk. No, not a mokum tour. You come above ground. You're now on the surface of the ground. You want to walk above the ground from one end to the other end. Can you do so? Absolutely not. Why not? Why can I not go? Because I'm only allowed to travel from my exit point 2,000 amas. This is 5,000 amas from end to end. I'm only allowed to walk on Shabbos 2,000 amas. So I come out of the cave, I can go 2,000 amas this way and 2,000 amas this way. Where does that 2,000 amas end? It ends somewhere in the middle. I mean, it's 5,000 amas. So 2,000 amas. I come up, let's say I go and I walk to this end of the cave, I can go that direction 2,000 amas, and I can also walk 2,000 amas this way. But I'm not allowed to go for a Shabbos stroll come on top of the cave. So it's a funny case. It's a funny case in halacha. It's far. Oh, we're going to get that one second. But here it's 5,000 amas. Okay? Let's one step at a time before we get to the chiddush of Havlos Tchumen. From end to end, it's 5,000 amas. Underground, it's one big bias. I can do whatever I want underground.
Can we turn it to the top of your gag? Is your roof?
No. That if it was a gag, yes. But it's a cave, not. A cave has a status of ground. It's a different status. When you're in a cave and you come above ground, that's like a field. That's not called a gag. If you're in a structure and you have a gag, yes, that's a different story. You're correct. But not when you're underground and you have regular fields, regular earth. That's already called. It's called the sod, the field. So I come up above ground. I crawl up on the ladder. I can go now in this direction, 2,000 amos in each direction. I can go this way, that way. I can go this way. But when I get already to 2,000 amos, gotta stop. I want to go into the cave, so go up there. And I go all the way down underground, come over here, go up over here. I can walk 2,000 amas this way, but I can't go all the way. Why not? Isn't that funny? I can't go all the way here, and I can't go because, but if I go underground, it's a lumdisha case. Underground, you can do whatever you want. But when you come above ground, you only can go 2,000 amas. There's going to be a 1,000 amma barrier, since it's 5,000 amas from end to end. There's a 1,000 amma barrier where you can't cross, because I only can travel 2,000 amas. Here's a lumsha case. Let's say the cave is 4,000 amas. Or let's say, if you have to say, let's say a little bit less. Let's say the cave is 4,000 amas. Okay, for exactly 4,000 amas. And the ladder goes up a little bit. Okay, it goes up. So when you come up, it comes at an angle. So from end to end, it's going to be 3,098 amas. Because when it comes up, that's a simple case. When it comes up, instead of exactly underground, it's exactly 4,000 amas. Sake of simplicity, it's 4,000 amas. And when you come up, it comes up at an angle. So if you'll measure the ground from here to here, it'll be exactly 3,999 amas. Okay, make it very simple. 3,999 amas. Okay, how much can I walk on top here? I can walk 2,000 amas. Excellent. If I would go down on the ground, how much could I walk? I can walk 2,000 amas. Is there an overlap? Yeah. There's an overlap by one amma. Ooh, there's an overlap by one amma. My tchumen overlap. You know, it's like the world is round. Think of just make the world a little bit, instead of having it's overlaps by one amma. I can therefore walk 3,990 from end to end. How can I do that? But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas. How can you do that? Yet, in this instance, I can walk 3,999, and then I can walk another 2,000 amas, because I can go in that direction also. Another 2,000 amas. Without an Erev Tchumen, how in the world can you do that? How in the world are we letting you walk 2,000 amas, and then plus another 1,999 amas? The answer is because my tchumen overlap. Havlohas tchumen milsa. Since the tchum on this side overlaps with the tchum on this side, like a round world, it overlap. When they overlap, it's considered to be one large expanse, and you can travel the entire distance from end to end. Every single Manda Omar, every single opinion agrees with this principle. So again, we have over here, you're a cave. The cave is exactly 4,000 amas. The cave, you travel up the ladder to the surface. When you travel up, it's a little bit on a slant. So from end to end, it's 3,999. Therefore, they overlap 2,000 amas in each direction, overlaps by one. Being that overlaps by one, that's enough to allow me to go from end to end with no restrictions. If they didn't overlap, they didn't. Let's say it was exactly 4,000 amas, exactly straight, and they don't overlap. And certainly in the example where I told you it was 5,000 amas, that's it. You could go 2,000 amas, and that's it. Chazal say 2,000, that's it. Atkan. So that's the best you could possibly do. So now, here's the problem. problem is, what did Rabba say? Rabba, I disagree with Simi Bar Chiya. What was Simi Bar Chiya's Shaila? Here's the case. Let's review the case.
Yeah,
let's
review
the... Wait, let's go. Here we're coming. Here's the Shaila. Here's the Machlokes. Let's review the Machlokes. What? We learned one moment before, a person was home. They told him, Dr. So-and-so, there's an emergency. We need your services. Please travel 5,000 amos east. That's in the walkie-talkie. Go 5 GPS, go 5,000 amos east. He gets out of his house, starts going. He's now 3,000 amos east. He's already 1,000 amos outside his tum. He gets a call. We don't need you. Problem solved. We don't need you. Don't come. Don't bother. I give out. They don't need me. What do I do now? I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere. I'm outside of my tchum. I'm in no man's land. So what do Chazal say? Don't worry. We're not going to make you draw a little box of dal by dalid. Since you went l'dvar mitzvah, we're going to give you 2,000 amos wherever you want. Oh, 2,000 amos. I can go back west. Going back 2,000 amos west overlaps with my 2,000 amos going east. Oh, that's mamish what we just learned about the cave. When you have two tchums, when you have two tchum Shabbos, and the two tchums overlap, we let you go the whole thing. So, Abaye says to Rabba, or says to Rava, what's the problem? Why do you disagree with that halacha? But you agree with the cave. In the case of the cave, you're masking that you can travel when the two tchums overlap, you can travel the entire 4,000 amas. So what's the chilek between the case of the cave and the case of the emergency? What's the obvious answer? There's a fundamental difference. What's the fundamental difference? In the case of the cave, lichatchila, you got a double tchum. When Shabbos began, you got a double tchum to begin with. In the case of the emergency, you only had one tchum at a time. When Shabbos began, you have this tchum. Now when you find yourself in an emergency situation, you get a new tchum. When you get the new tchum, the old tchum is history. It's no more. You want to be so lenient and say that your original tchum still remains, and we can now say they're going to overlap. That's a very big chiddush. Okay, so this is the sugya in a nutshell. Yamamish of the Gantz is a big sugya. This is a big sugya of Havlos Tchum, and that's, let's see inside. Let's see now, so let's see Abaye's question. Abaye says to Rabba, Va'at, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. V'yaloi tizbira, the Havlos Tchum in the middle sea. L'ma'i l'shabas b'mar, if you go and you cover Shisa b'mar in a cave. Shebesoicha, inside the cave is Arbas Alpayim, is exactly 4,000, and the exit to the surface is on a slant, is on an angle, which means the algaga on the roof of the cave is pachus me'arbas al payinama. Isn't the halacha you're allowed to walk the entire surface above, go from end to end, even though it's more than 2,000 amas? Lo nimsa mahalach es kula v'chutz lo al payinama. Is not the halacha you can travel the entire 4,000 amas plus another? You get 6,000 amas, a bonus like we never heard of before. What a bonus! And even with an Erev, you only get 4,000. Here we're giving you 6,000. Amalei, so you see there's something called Havlos Tchumen. Amalei, Rabba says, don't compare the case of Hatzalah on Shabbos to the case of the Ma'ara. Amalei, V'loi Shanilach, isn't there a difference between Hecha de Shavas Ba'avir Mechitzaitz Mibo'oid Yom Lehecha de Loi Shavas Ba'avir Mechitzaitz Mibo'oid Yom? How can you compare the case? There, you were Shavas in the Avir Mechitz, I was Shavas in the cave. I'm Shavas in the cave, I get a double Tchum when Shabbos begins. I get a tchum to go this way, I get a tchum to go this way, and the tchum overlap, and they like them travel 4,000 amas. How can you compare that to the case where you sit in your house, you have one tchum to go 2,000 amas, there's an emergency, and you find yourself in the middle of nowhere, and they give you a new tchum. When you get your new tchum, you lose the old tchum. You lose the old tchum. There's no din havlah. How can you compare the two cases together? So Abaye says, that's not a kasha. I'll ask you noch a kasha. Really, Rabba? You're telling me you're maintaining your ground that you're not going to get it. Shtayim yikones, gimul yikones. What's that? That's going to be the next Mishnah. Dafnun, that's going to be later on, but what's that halacha? My lava bilezel letamei, diyam avuhubi em son, viyar ba'amos, yov rabbonan, mikman, dimivlinan damu. And we call my yikones. Alma havloes chum milsin. Let's go one step at a time. We discussed really yesterday. What was the case? A person has 2,000 amas, and then he walks outside. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he discovers, you know, it's like on the markers in the highway, mile number one, mile number two, we have all the numbers, and everything is exactly marked, and you find yourself exactly 2 amas outside your tchum. According to the Rabbanon, if you leave the boundary 2,000 amas, even 2,000 amas in a centimeter, that's it. Tough luck. You're stuck. You can't go back inside. Rabbi Eliezer is very generous. If you go outside up to 2 amas, you have 2,000. It's not really 2,000. It's 2,002. What's the Gemara right away? Right, we'll read the words of Gemara again in a moment. But what's the Gemara comes next? What's the lum? It's 2,002. We give you 2,000, and then after we give you 2,000, you wherever you find yourself, what you do is you draw around yourself a virtual box. 2 to the right, 2 to the left. Mikoymoy shel adam is dalet amos. So when Shabbos begins, where are you? You're here. You have exactly 2,000 amos until the line of the Gemara. Now you find yourself 2 amos outside. We give you a new tchum. Not a tchum, a new makoim. What's the new makoim? Dalid al dalid. Your dalid will go 2 amas to the left, 2 amas to the right, 2 amas backwards. The 2 amas backwards is now touching your original 2,000 amas tchum. Off they're touching, that's called havlah. Havlah, the Gemara says, doesn't mamish mean has to overlap. Even if they touch, it's good enough because you're connected. But wait a minute. When Shabbos began, you did not have that virtual makom of dalet al dalet. And when you walk out of that makom of dalet al dalet, as far as we're concerned, it's gone. So it's happening at two different points in time. When Shabbos begins, you're over here. You get 2,000 amas. That's all you got. That's all you got. Now you find yourself outside your tchum. Oh, you're outside your tchum. We're going to give you a new tchum. A small tchum. Dalid al dalid. A new makom.
What's the difference between this case and the case of Mem Beis? The thing is, where he says it came into my mamash underneath the roof of a building.
Okay, I'm not sure. I have to go look it up. I'm not sure. Okay, but let's for the moment focus on what we have in front of us. Over here, you start out on Shabbos in this makom. We're giving you 2,000 amas. You now find yourself 2 amas outside of your tchum. We're giving you a new makom of dalet al dalet. That new makom of dalet al dalet, it's new. It didn't exist. It didn't exist when Shabbos began. Okay, let's just focus on this case first. The new makom we're giving you didn't exist when Shabbos began. It's new. And yet, and now, you know, now that you're in a new place, we're forgetting about the old place. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's okay. Because it's new. But the new makom is connected to the old makom. And that's called havlah. And that's enough to take you back inside. So that principle is exactly the same when it comes to the shaila of where you're going for hatzalah. You're in at home. You have an emergency. You travel 3,000 amos. You find yourself in the middle of nowhere. We're giving you a new tchum. And your new tchum overlaps with your old tchum. And it works. And it works. So it should work. There's no difference. So therefore, even if you're not going to want to accept my challenge on the case of the Ma'ora, and where in that case you have both tchumim at the same time, we can go and we can ask a kash from the case of Rabbi Eliezer, where you're outside your tchum, we're giving you a makom of dalet al dalet, and that new makom makes contact with your old makom, and it works. So let's see inside. It's not top of the page one more time. If you find yourself outside of your tchum, maybe 2 amas, you can enter. Gimel lo yikones. My love, what's the lumness of Rabbi Eliezer? My love, Rabbi Eliezer, l'tamei diyamar v'hu b'yem tzon. When we give you dal al dalid, we consider you to be in the center. And the meilo v'arba amas tiyav v'rili abonon kemandin the mivlon damu. And the 4 amas that Rabbanon gave you, it's as if they're muvla. They're overlapping. with your original tchum, vika amar yikones. Almost, so what do we see? Have lost tchum and milsahi, even when the two different rishuyos that you're getting are not happening at the same time. You got one rishus, one tchum when Shabbos began, and then you lost it because you left it, and then we're giving you a new tchum when you enter into a new location, and the new thing just happens to overlap with the old, and they were at two different points of time, and it works. So just like it works there, it should work in the case of our Mishnah, where the two different chum are different, but they overlap, even though they are at two different points of time. So, what kind of kash is this? You're asking me a kasha from Rabbi Eliezer? Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say that if you walk out of your tchum even one amma, you're out. You can't go back home. Why not? What's the longness of the Chacham? L'chayra, the Chacham also give you a makam of Dalit al Dalit. The Chacham also give you a draw box around you of Dalit al Dalit. And the makam they're going to draw around you also overlaps with the old Chum. And yet the Rabbanim say, too bad. Why do they say too bad? It must be just because the new Chum overlaps with your old Chum. Too bad. Have lost Chumen, love Milsa. It's too late. If you were in a cave and the two Chumen overlap when Shabbos begins at one moment in time, we give you a double Chumen, works. But if we're giving you two Chumen at two different points in time, just because the two Chumen overlap, so what? The only time we're going to allow them to overlap and it's going to work is when they're given at the same point in time, not when they're two different points in time. So what kind of kasha is this to ask me from Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is a Shamute. Rabbi Eliezer is a Das Yoch. Like Beis Shammai, the Rabbanim clearly disagree. When we do Lezer, Lamar, Amalei, in yes. You know why I have a right to ask the challenger for Rabbi Eliezer? Because the truth is, there is no machloikis between Rabbi. This is a beautiful piece of Gemara. There's no machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The only time they disagree is when you left your tchum for a dvar rishus. But if you did leave your tchum for a dvar mitzvah, then even the Rabbanon allow you to come back inside your tchum if you only left two amos. The only time the Rabbanon say, sorry buddy, you left, now you're not going back and you're not going back home, is the reason why you left was because of the sightseeing. You left, you were posheya. But if the reason why you left your tchum was for a dvar mitzvah, and you find yourself outside the tchum only two amos, even the Rabbanon allow you to return. What's our mission discussing? Well, you left bereshus, you left for a dvar mitzvah. Oh, you left for a dvar mitzvah. Everyone agrees of the principle of havlas tchumen. So in the Shmuel Lehman, why Amalei, in yeah, the Shmuel Lehman, I heard from Mar, Ad kaloi pligi Rabbanon leidu Rabbi Eliezer lel dvar reshus. That's when they tell us if you leave in one amma, that's it, there's no going back inside. Aval dvar mitzvah module. But they admit if you leave the dvar mitzvah and you are only outside two amos, if you leave for, if you, let's say whatever reason you leave your tchum for a dvar mitzvah, not for the different madregos, so dvar mitzvah, whatever the dvar mitzvah was, but it wasn't like our mishnah was hatzos nefashos, but it was a dvar mitzvah and it was two amos. So here the Rabbanim will agree to Rabbi Eliezer, okay, you left for dvar mitzvah, we're going to put you in the middle, there's two amos to the west, the new two amos to the west overlap with your original tchum of 2,000 amos. If it overlaps, they connect, they touch, have lost tchum and mil, so you can go back inside. Even Rabban admit. So just like the Rabban here admit to have lost tchum, certainly the Rabban will admit to have lost tchum in the case where you left for a bereshus. You went to testify for Eid Sachodesh, you went for Yoledes, or you went for Hatzos Nefashas, and now we're giving you a new tchum of 2,000 amos, and the new tchum of 2,000 amos overlaps with your old chum of 2,000 amos. So certainly the Rabbanu will admit, I've lost chum of the milsa, you can go back home. So the Gemara in the Chanami leaves this. Not everything is dvar mitzvah. Sorry. No. It has to be from mamash dvar mitzvah. Well, the Gemara does not define here this part what was the dvar mitzvah. Okay, so this the Gemara's maskana. So it appears the Gemara seems to say say that Rava appears to have charata. It doesn't say mamish. The Gemara leaves with a kash on Rava. The Gemara does appear to conclude that the maskan is there's something called havlo'as tchumin milsa, and we have the maskan two different examples of havlo'as tchumin milsa. We have the classic example, the ma'ora, where you're underground and you have a 4,000 amah bunker underground, the cave, and above ground, above surface, it's 3,999. And normally you cannot walk more than 2,000 amas, but since the two tchums overlap, because you're allowed to go walk in each direction from the exit, if you're in a very large city and the city is 50,000 amas, you get 2,000 amas at the end, 2,000 amas this way. The city doesn't count, the city is dalet amas. So it's the same principle here. When you're in a 4,000 amma bunker and you come above ground, you can go above ground 2,000 amas each direction. If those 2,000 amas happen to overlap by one amma, it would appear even then now, even if it was mamish, by one amma, you can travel the entire thing. That's a classic example where no one disagrees. The touchy issue is where the two tchumen are coming at a later point, two different points in time. One is when Shabbos begins, and the second one was when you find yourself outside tchum, you've been given a new tchum, and that new tchum overlaps with your old tchum, and the chiddush is, we say have lost tchum in that case as well. And the other example, the third example, is where you walk outside your tchum, and you're now, we're not giving you 4,000 amas, we're only 2,000 amas, we're just giving you dalet amas, dalet amas, and those two amas to your west happen to overlap with your 2,000 amas from the original Tchum Shabbos. It's also a different point in time. Even there, the Gemara seems to say that everyone agrees there's a principle called Havlos Tchumen Milsa. Okay, now we go to new sugi. We learn the Mishnah called Yetzin Lahatzil Chazim Kom. We learn the Mishnah that anyone that goes out Lahatzil to save war, Sakonis Nefashos, you're allowed to go back home. Vafilu Mers, Vafilu Tuva. It's in the Mishnah statement, it's mashma, if you travel 50,000 amas, you can go back, right? You go in a car, at solo call, you can go back. There's no tchum, doesn't exist. I feel tuva. But it says in the Resh, we don't know, you go in for at solo. If you're outside, then we give you 2,000 amas, that's it. So the more have a steer. The Resh is mashma, if you go for at solo, you only have 2,000 amas in your new location. And the save is mashma, you can go back even more than 2,000 amas. What it means is, you can go back only 2,000 amas in a chanami. It's all you have. We give you 2,000 amas, but the chiddush is you can carry your weapons, even though carrying is normally aser. But you know, they carry on Shabbos. But this is a special halacha that if you're not going to take your weapons back, it can legally day sakon. The enemy will go and will see that you're abandoning your weapons. They'll come and they'll fight with you and they'll take your weapons and it can come liday pikuach nefesh. But enoch nami, you only can go back 2,000 amas. Look at Rashi, Amar Abud Barav. You're right. The loy shari el alpayim. The ikar is like the kasha. If you find yourself, if you go outside for a mitzvah, there's an emergency. There's a robber. There's an psakana. We need armed soldiers. And you go outside the tchum more than 2,000 amas, and you're carrying weapons. That's it. You can't go back home. You're not allowed to go back home. You're outside your tchum. You only can go backwards 2,000 amas. And when it says in the Mishnah that you can go back, all it means is that when you go, if you want to travel backwards west, you can, and you can carry your weapons with you, but only up to a limit of a new 2,000 amas. The Yosla Shmin Rashi the Chayzim Bechlei Zainon. When it came to Nasa Maisel, Yashlichu Kalizan Yalein Veloya Chalu Shabbos Bechazer Osen. That's the answer number one. That the Gemara is my kusha. What's the kasha? The Gemara doesn't. You don't need to come out to this answer because the difficulty does not even begin. Why not? Dilma lahatzil shiny. There are two different types of reasons why you're leaving your tchum. If you're leaving your tchum because stam kiddush achodesh, you want to testify in Beis Din, or you're leaving your tchum because you want to go help a woman give birth. Okay. Now you find yourself outside the tchum, that's it. But when it comes, hatzolos nefoshos, I guess the war is different than a woman giving birth. when we give birth, let's put that, war is different. War, then we let you go back no matter what. So that's tzadif, there's no stira. In this war, you can go back much more. The worst was so ela ikasha. You want to impose a stira. This is hakasha. The tan barishayna originally loha yuzazim misham kaliyam kulay. Originally, the halacha was when witnesses would come to testify in Beis Din and so look at the new moon, and it was more than their tchum. Rabbi Gamliel would not let them move outside your tchum. Too bad for you. That's the price you pay for doing a mitzvah. No one said doing a mitzvah comes easy. You do a mitzvah, there's a mysterious nefesh, you're leaving the tchum, so no, you'll sit here and you dal ramas for the rest of Shabbos. Lo hayu mershon lo hayu zozim yishom kol yom kulon. Hiskan milim lo zokin. Sheyesh lam al paim amul chol ruach. He gave the people that came to testify 2,000 amas lo chol ruach. V'lo yilu b'lvan. Amuel afilu b'chachoma. Even a woman who's coming to help in labor. A chachoma, a midwife. Habo liyaleit. The habola hatzlam in hagayas, someone that's coming to save from a gayas, from an army, min hanar, or there's an emergency, there's a river overflowing, min hamapolis, a building collapsed, min hadleik from a fire, harehin ka'an shehuir, they have the same status as people of the city, v'yeshlam al paimam luchol ruach, v'su lo, and that's it. So it says here, b'feirush, here's the kash. The kash is not now a mishnah. It's not an internal. Originally, the Gemara's Havamina, there was an internal contradiction, because the mishnah first says 2,000 amos, and then the mishnah says afilu tuva, even mashma. There's no limit. You can go back home even 1,000 amos. So that's not a kasha. It's pashut answer. When the mishnah in the beginning says 2,000 amos, pashut it's for dvarishus. So the dvar it's for a dvar mitzvah, and when it says afilu tuva, that's for a molchama. Problem is, this other mishnah, this other braisa, so clearly says even for a war, we don't let you go more than 2,000 amos. Our own mishnah, we have no problem. We have an ease. We can right away give an answer when it comes to a simple dvar mitzvah, 2,000. War. No limit. But there's another braisa that explicitly says when it comes to war, 2,000 amos. That's it. You came to save the Hagayos, soldiers, enemy combatants. Now the war is over. That's it. Relax. You're not going home for the Shabbos. You're going to sit here for the rest of Shabbos. Relax. But we live we have a stira. So the Gemara says, so here's the answer. What it means is, when it says you can go back, it means in a chanami, only you can go back 2,000 amos. In a chanami, if you want to reconcile the Mishnah, the Braisa, and the, what's the our Mishnah coming to be Marbe, when we let you go back, we let you go back with your weapons. Don't abandon your weapons here. Don't let the enemy see that you've abandoned your weapons here. The Gemara collaborates, Kedetanya, Barishayna. There was a war. Now, we don't really relate to these type of wars. Obviously, we're not dealing over here with modern-day warfare where it's mamish b'kuch nefesh every single step of the way. But there was a trouble, and they came to the rescue, and the threat was squashed. And now, what did the people do with their weapons? They put the weapons in the nearest home. Chil Shabbos, still carried smuksa. But one time, the enemy saw that they were abandoning their weapons. So what did the enemies do? They made a run for it. They made a run to go and attack again. They went back home. They went back to go take the weapons. The enemies, they chased after them. And then there was a stampede in trying to get the weapons. And the Israelim, the Jews, they went. They ended up killing each other. And they can take the weapons back. So that's the Gemara's Maskon. The Gemara's Maskon is that you can take your weapons back with you. Don't leave the weapons there. That's the point that our mission is coming to Moisef. Another answer. Another way to answer the stira. Our Mishnah that says that you can travel back more is going where it's a war of where the goyim where Kan Shanatsu Yisrael as Umas Olam, who won the war? If the Yisraelim won the war, then it's safe. Then you only can travel back 2,000 Amos. But if the Goyim won the war, there was a battle, and the Goyim won the battle, and there were survivors, then the survivors can go all the way back home. Don't stick around the battlefield. Chas Shalom, it can be very dangerous. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Natzchu Yisrael alpayim v'sulo. If there was a war, and the one who won the war were the Yisraelim, then when you want to go back home, you only can go backwards 2,000 Amos. When we let you go back more than 2,000 Amos, Rashi, Natzchu Umosam, if the Goyim, Chas v'Shalom, won the war, then the survivors of the Israelim, when they're going back home and retreat, they can go back on Shabbos even more than 2,000 Amos because of the Sakon. Next, Amar Yudamash Amar Rav, Nachim Shetzar al Ayaros Yisrael. If a guy besieges a Jewish city, we'll see in a moment this means they're not coming for Nefashos, they're coming to collect tax, they're coming for money, and it's Shabbos. And now they send out a distress call. We are in trouble. We have been surrounded by Goyim. They're coming to rob us. So the halacha is very hard for us to understand this halacha, modern times, but the Gemara says the neighboring cities are not allowed to mechal Shabbos and carry their weapons to the neighboring city that's besieged. How could that possibly be? Right? We were shocked, such a thing, right? The Gemara explains. Here comes to the rescue. When is it true that the neighboring Jewish cities are not allowed to come to the rescue of their brethren? If it involves chil Shabbos or carrying weapons, when you are 100% certain they're not coming to kill anyone, they're only coming to take money. Everything can lead to the nefashos. There's no guarantees for anything today. Then yoytzin alein michle zainan, an emergency, and the halach is you can go with your weapons. Umichalin alein es haShabbos. Let's say the city that's under attack is a city on the boundary, and if this city is conquered, it can be a staging ground for the mainland. Then even if the goyim are coming to they over trivialities, over nothing, straw and stubble, then doesn't matter. Because if you don't, this can lead into a major league. Once the goyim have control of the city, it can be a sakonis nefash for the rest of Klal Yisrael. There is a city in Bavel that has the same status as an Ir Hasam Lekvar. Kias Mikhl Lesfar, the boundary, Dami, Vitarguma Naharda. Naharda was on the boundary of where all of the Israelim lived in Bavel and the Goyim. And if Naharda was overtaken by the Goyim, it would be a very great sakana for the Yishuv in Bavel. They're fighting in Kilah, v'heim shaysim, they're plundering its hagdolos, the storehouses. Kilah was a city that was near the boundary. V'heim loybo aliskim tevin v'kash, t'chsiv, v'heim lo shaysim es hagdolos. The gronos is a storage house of grain. Yes, go fight for Yashat Eskila. So what do we see? You see that the son of Lekvar, you want to go and go Mulcham on Shabbos. Michael, by the way, that's not what he asked the Rebutumim. He asked the Bezdin Halacha. Ella imatzlach, Eloi matzlach, the Shadow was, will be successful. Will be successful. The Kanami, the Siv Lech, the Kisav Lushim, the Yashat Eskila, Shvam, you know. The reason why he asked the Rebutumim was to know if it would be matzlich. And if it was matzlich, it was Kedai to be Moshe Nefesh to save the city that was on the Svar.